Thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast about PR pros and marketers who work for themselves. My name is Michelle Kane, and my company is Voice Matters, and I am here with my wonderful podcasting partner in crime, Karen Swim, head honcho of Solo PR Pro, which is an amazing group of fellow PR and marketing smarties. And that's where we gather. So we are so grateful for you, Karen, and all the work you do to give us a space to be. And yeah, how you doing today?
Well, thank you. I'm good, Michelle. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Yeah, I can't complain.
Oh, you know, in spite of all that's going on in the world, I honestly am feeling the best that I have in weeks. And
that's good.
As we're recording this, it's following a holiday weekend, and going into it, I really knew that more than ever, I just needed a break, a rest, and a rest even in times when I suppose that technically we are more restful because, you know, we've been sheltering in place and staying at home. It's actually been a pretty, you know, busy, stressful time for most of us. And I'm sure that many people this weekend were thankful for the unofficial start of summer and the opportunity to just get away. So,
yeah. Yes. Yes. I used the time to catch up on some projects, which, you know, as I shared off air, at least it alleviated some stress, and I got a little bit of downtime. So I have my other eye on this coming weekend to maybe get a little more rejuvenation, but it's true. And, you know, this is not our topic today, but, you know, even quarantining or isolating, you know, even though, yes, haha, we're binge watching this, that, and the other, but it still has an amount of stress. But actually, speaking of stress and complaining, you know, as a good portion of the country is reopening to a variety of degrees, we just wanted to touch on, you know, of course, from a PR perspective, we're all about how your communication matters, how policies you might set, you know, whether you're B2C or a B2B business, just making sure you communicate clearly. And I want to say carefully, not fear-based, but just, you know, think through how you are communicating, how all the ways that could be perceived, just to, you know, offset any potential troubleshooting, rather. I know, you know, some states are open. I am in Pennsylvania. I am in the red Philadelphia area. And there is a promise that will turn yellow by June 5. And part of the state has already gone to green, where, as you can figure out, we're on the traffic light system. And, you know, we're already starting to think our way through these things. And, you know, both from a business owner standpoint and just as a citizen. Right.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting because communicators are emerging into an environment that is different than at any other point in our history. And so in this current environment, and for me, the best advice that I was received, and it was reinforced, great advice from Lori Baker Shenna, was to forget about, you know, in January, prior to January, we planned for 2020 based upon, you know, there's a little bit of history. So you plan forward based on historical happenings. And the tendency with a pause is to go back to that thinking that happened before this and plan. But in this situation, things are very, very different. And so for communicators, as you're planning your business and you're planning how you're going to operate and how you serve your clients, right now we're in an environment that is so unique. You have On the media side, you've had a lot of mobility. So you have people that are have left publications. There's been a lot of movement. If you keep up with updates, it was overwhelming prior to the start of the holiday weekend how many people were moving around. But you also have had a lot of media companies furlough or lay off large numbers of employees. And so there's a shrinking number of active working reporters that are overwhelmed, as they should be. And probably, you know, in the midst of this whole situation that has turned out to be not only a public health crisis, but an economic crisis as well, I'm sure that there's got to be some anxiety on their part. You know, how long will I continue to be able to do my craft? When will I be one of the ones that are among the unemployed? And so, you know, they're overwhelmed and definitely outnumbered by us, but you also are now faced at doing your job with a shrinking media pool that's completely overwhelmed and publics that are angry.
Right.
And completely divided. So we started this whole, you know, COVID-19 thing. We were in it together. We were together, but apart. And now, not so much.
No, now we're masks versus no masks. Like, what is this? A pickup kickball game in elementary school? It's, you know, it's just our culture. You know, everything has to be a political tribal statement, and it's just quite frankly ridiculous. And so we're left to navigate these waters. Like you say, you know, I see my daily newspaper. It's not as thick as it used to be. And you see the layoffs and because let's face it, advertising dollars are down.
Yes.
So there goes their income stream. You know, how do we rectify that in the future? I don't know. Hey everyone, subscribe to your local paper, you know. It's interesting. It's like one of the meme, for lack of a better word, that I saw going around, you know, hey, remember that business that, you know, you asked to sponsor your softball team and this, that, and the other, you know, they're calling in the favor today. Well, so are your local newspapers that you love seeing, you know, hey, you know, Johnny was in the paper for his, you know, science fair thing. Woohoo. That's great. Well, yeah. You like that feeling? Spend the money. That's my little PSA for the day. But yeah, just now. Sorry.
You know what I love though? It is that right now. And so, you know, the tendency sometimes in a crisis is to help people to just keep moving forward, you know, stay the course.
Yeah.
But in this situation, what I absolutely love and what all of us as communicators should be so excited about.
Yeah.
Is that we now have an opportunity to wipe the slate clean and really say, okay, here we are. How can I be, you know, creative and innovative? And I think that you take all of the barriers away, the things that held you back before, and you start to think, not doing business as usual, but how can I be better? How can I do things, you know, and maybe... Yeah. There were ideas that you couldn't get approved before because people were feeling too safe. And now's the time to unleash that creativity. It bears out that in a crisis, there are some things that go away and you sort of mourn those losses, but there are lots of things that spring up that become the next big thing. And I feel that way about ideas. I feel like right now, you know, get creative. How can I reach my audience? How can I cut through the clutter and the noise? How can I rise above the anger that exists, you know, on social media channels? And what's the best way to reach people? And how do I work within how we're working now, you know, with offices, you know, doing hybrid situations or being fully remote, you know, look at what you have right now. And those are your tools. Everything is something that you can actually work with and begin to, you know, think about how can I use this? How can I propel my clients forward in this environment? And I honestly feel like that is energizing. Yeah,
it is. It's exciting. It's exciting stuff. Yeah. And I think too, you know, we're most of us who enter in this profession, you know, where we're scrappy, we're ingenious. It's, you know, just look at the tools that you have in front of you and, you know, see what you can do with them. You know, try and think of creative new ways, like you say, to, you know, to stick out in good ways, of course, positive ways. But, you know, how can you turn something, you know, that you might feel helpless of, oh, no one's going to hear the story. Well, you know, find a way to amplify it. We have technology. Everyone is spending a great deal of time on their screens. So, you know, use what we have to get there and just think. Even 5, 6, 10 years ago, we wouldn't be able to be doing what we're doing now.
Yes. 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 Isn't that so true? I love this. And I think it's all a matter of perspective. In if you choose to look at all of this as an opportunity, and it's even an opportunity, you know, let's put clients to the side for a second and think about your own business or your own career. Now is also an opportunity for you to be adventurous. And if there's something that's sort of been gnawing away at you that you want it to try or do, or you want it to pivot, do it, go for it. I just feel like if, you know, now is the ground is ripe for new things. And so go ahead and plant those seeds and begin to nurture them during this time, because we're never going back to the way that things were. We're going to have, you know, every day. I mean, I sort of hate the term new normal because I feel like every single new day is a new normal,
right?
In or out of a crisis,
right?
You know, no day is exactly like the day before it, but those long held, you know, conventions and structures and the way that we operated, that's gone. Just forget about it. Some of those things may come back in some form, but we have to focus on where we are right now. Yeah. And where we are right now is an opportunity to rebuild. And to me, I look at that as like, hey, what a perfect time to recover from some things that I did wrong or missteps that I made, learn from those and build something even better, stronger, that's well, you know, better positioned for the future.
Yeah. I mean, even, you know, even move away from some work that you, you know, really when it comes down to it, I know I've checked in with myself on this saying, do I still enjoy doing X? Do I still enjoy doing Y? And, you know, realizing that no, yes, it's still work. It's not that, you know, you have to be blissful every moment of your work day, but just kind of sit down and reevaluate, you know, oh, hey, that client that fell away, is that such a bad thing? No, not necessarily. What energizes you? What, you know, what do you most love about this profession that you've, you know, given a good deal of your professional life to? Or, you know, is there a new challenge out there that you'd like to take over, you know, or undertake rather? Sorry.
I agree.
The pandemic stole some of my words.
I'm excited also to see, you know, things like, okay, big events, obviously, I don't think they're coming back in full force across the country anytime soon. But I also feel like some of those big events needed to be retooled because they were very expensive and so very difficult for many solo PR pros because it was such a major investment and so broad in their offerings that it was overwhelming. And so, I love in-person networking events and, you know, I love a good conference, you know, at least once a year.
Right.
But I am really excited to see companies do more than just take the experience online. That seems like an easy shift. I'm really excited to see how they reinvent that experience in new ways to get you the information while also giving you the opportunity at some point in the future to be able to network in with your peers in a more meaningful way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, they're just a few things that have come into my email box, you know, that I would normally think, no, that's the timing's not right. It's too expensive. But yeah, online, it's definitely more accessible, both from a scheduling standpoint, a cost standpoint, and, you know, it definitely has opened things up. And I'm glad that there are, you know, some of the conferences are doing that. I know, I think I saw Inbound was going to have an announcement soon. I haven't seen what that is yet. That's one of the, you know, the biggies that every year when I see people going to it, I think, oh, should I be there? Never. Next.
Yeah. And, you know, let's face it. And this is why I think that, you know, again, going online, that's easy. Honestly, it really, and I know it's not easy from a logistical, you know, and technical standpoint. It does take some work.
It's but relatively easy.
It's an easy leap to make in your thinking. But what's beyond that? What's something that can really add a whole new layer to that experience? And let's face it, not everyone enjoys the online engagement. Everybody doesn't attend webinars. Everybody doesn't attend conferences. And if everybody is doing it, then it becomes the same, you know, overwhelm that you start to experience with other things. Like there's so much of it. You know, how many of us, and I will raise my hand and say that I'm guilty, have signed up for a million webinars only to then have something else push it off my agenda. Yeah. And then I never quite get around to the recording.
Exactly. Oh, totally. And okay, I'll true confession. Sometimes you sign up because you know there will be a recording and you think, all right, at least I'll have the knowledge when I can get to it. I know I have a conflict at that hour, but I want to see what they have to say about blah, blah.
And I mean, I say that as somebody who fights in that space. You know, we at Solo PR Pro, we do webinars, we do live events, and it is hard to get people's attention. And I always push for the live because I know that the majority of people are not going to watch the recording. Right. Now, they might, you know, months later when something comes up and they're like, hey, wasn't there something on that? Maybe I should pay attention.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't count on it because the majority of people are never going to watch that replay, at least not in, you know, in a timely fashion where it really makes a difference to you. So I get it, you know, and I'm thinking about all of these issues too, and you do things and sometimes they don't go as well. I've had to live with that and learn from it and try to figure out, okay, what can I do differently? How do you rise above the noise? But I don't think that you should let any of that scare you. Again, I think it's time for us all to just dig a little deeper and really think, how can we meet our publics where they are today while also building something that's sustainable for the future, or at least building in the flexibility to allow you to adapt as our environment continues to evolve.
You know, especially now because people tend to be a bit more forgiving. You know, if you're trying something new and people all, you know, we realize, oh, sure, this is the time we have to, you know, make changes and try new things. So yeah, I'm not going to hold you up to maybe as high of a standard, not that you should aim for it, but you know, don't let that hinder you. And you know what? And if it fails, that's okay. You're going to learn from it, you know, whether it's the technology or you didn't get the right audience or whatever, that's still going to inform your next step. And that's okay too, because, you know, like we said at the top of this episode, every day is fluid. Every day is new. We don't know what to expect. Yes. Okay. You know, your area is going to move into the next phase on this date. Well, we hope so. Who knows what could happen between now and then. You just really have to deal with the day that you're dealt and do the best you can. And, you know, we trust that you all are. And it's really all you can do. Stay positive, you know, try and be innovative as best you can. Dream big, think big, you know, think exciting, think about the needs out there that, you know, that the various audiences, your client audiences, you as a business, your audience, think of the needs that need to be met right now.
Mm-hmm.
Stories that need to be told.
And I love that.
yeah, find a way. I know, you know, again, you know, lamenting the loss in media. I've seen some things locally of just organizations taking things online, you know, doing a daily local business feature on Facebook. Just really, yeah, just hitting it hard and saying, okay, I know we can go live on Facebook, or we can film a short Q&A with someone and post that. And there we go. That's a way to let people know what's happening in this particular business. Something as simple as that.
I agree.
Yeah. You're all capable.
You make a really good point, because sometimes creativity doesn't always mean that you have to create something new. It's maybe taking something that's simple and just doing it. Or maybe, you know, doing it in a different way. You don't always have to follow everybody else's playbook. I mean, I say you never have to, but I do love a playbook that's already written, because you don't always have to recreate the wheel either. So,
right.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that our whole point of today, if we had to sum it up, is that be optimistic. You know, we want to infuse you with hopefulness that, yeah, all this stuff is really crummy. You know, we don't want to diminish that this has been just a super crummy time in our history.
Right. And
you know, the world is there have been lives lost, and, you know, lots of grief and people that are ill, and now, you know, and companies that have been devastated, and people that are not working. And so, not to diminish that, but we can't live there as human beings. We have to find a way to, you know, emerge from this pile of rubble and live our lives. And so we're saying today that, you know, again, it's looking at things from a different perspective, focusing on the future, and, you know, seeing this as a challenging opportunity and kind of getting excited about that part of it. Like, okay, this horrible, awful thing happened, but guess what? Now I get to be my most creative self, and I get to, you know, think about the solutions that clients are going to need and how I can serve people. And I get to think about my business in a new way. Like, what are the things that I can now change to, you know, position myself better in this environment? And I think that's kind of cool.
Oh, it is. It is. You know, it is like you say, not to diminish, and we're certainly not through it yet. You know, we're getting a little breather, I think. And, you know, we could be on this adventure for quite some time. However, you know, again, look at the 1918 flu pandemic. People got through it. So we're going to get through this. And I'm still excited to see what innovation will come, big and small. And it's exciting to know that we all have the opportunity to be a part of it. So I think that's pretty cool too. And we know that we are glad that you are choosing to be a part of this community. So please, if you feel so inclined, share these episodes. Make sure you subscribe. We are listed pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts. And of course, check us out at Solo PR Pro. And until next time, thanks for joining us on That Solo Life.